And now it's time for the Cannabis Report here on KGNU Community Radio. I'm Hanley Myers, and as always, I'm joined by longtime cannabis correspondent Leland Rucker. Leland, thank you so much for being here.
Good to be here.
So this time we're going to talk about yet another notable dip in cannabis sales and a little bit about seeds. What you got for us?
Yeah, you know, I saw this headline on a recent story in Westward Magazine. It said, sales on 420 not enough to lift marijuana industry struggles. And the story goes on. It says, Colorado marijuana sales registered a bump on April 20, the 420 cannabis holiday, but the annual boost wasn't enough to pull overall sales out of their recent slump. And we've talked about this before, you know, and as the story says, after a nine-month decline in sales revenue, Colorado pot shops looked to April 20 as a day when they could bring in more customers through product sales and promotions. Their efforts were successful, attracting more foot traffic and leading to a sales increase compared to previous weeks, but the numbers still reflect Colorado's weakening grip on commercial marijuana, which I find interesting. It also says the Colorado dispensaries using different dispensary menu services and sales trackers, they saw a 20% decrease in earnings on 420 this year compared to last year, and almost 40% less than in 2020. And the thing that really gets me here is when we talk about marijuana industry struggles in a news story, that really caught my attention, because I kind of prefer to think that there are other reasons, or there might be other reasons for this so-called decline in sales. And, you know, I think after 8 years of recreational sales of cannabis, probably marijuana is starting to reach most of its audience. Maybe not out on the western slope or anything like that, where there's less stores, where there are fewer stores. But these we've always seen dramatic growth numbers over the last 8 years, and you know, just maybe we're just coming to the end of that. I think part of it is that American thing that if a business isn't growing, it's in trouble. But, you know, marijuana is not going to reach everyone in the world. It's not going to be 100% of people are not going to use marijuana. I know that from using it for many years. The Statistica.com says that in Colorado, about 27% of people use cannabis in some form or another. And that's below the District of Columbia, Vermont, Oregon, and Washington State, but it's ahead of all the others. And that, so that says that about almost 3 out of 10 Coloradans use cannabis. That's not really that surprising, given the recent polls and stuff on people, when they ask people whether recreational marijuana should be available. But I can't imagine 5 out of 10 using it. That's really difficult for me. And I think that when we look at it, there's a lot of other possibilities for the decline in sales. In 2012, remember, Colorado was the first state to where voters were asked for adult use pot, and at that point no other border state had legal marijuana. Now Oklahoma, which borders Colorado to the south and east, has legal medical cannabis with fewer regulations. New Mexico, right next to it on the state's southern border, is now selling recreational cannabis. Utah has medical marijuana, and none of those were doing it when Colorado went legal in 2012. I think also there could be just a saturated market for cannabis. Not all dispensaries will probably make it. There's a lot of dispensaries out there, especially in the urban areas. Part of it could be taxes and prices, too. It's really competitive out there at this point.
Yeah, you know, I'd imagine dispensaries and the cannabis industry would love to see those high rates of sales continue. As long as those sales aren't going to the black market, I can imagine that everyone's kind of at least pleased that the system's working the way it's supposed to.
That's a good point. I think that more people need to recognize that.
And you were going to tell us a little bit about seeds as well, and some clarity that we've gained about those seeds of old that we used to find in cannabis. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think there was a Commander Cody song about that, down to seeds and stems again. That used to be what you bought, basically, was seeds and stems and then a little bit of product there mixed in. And I, you know, I, I, like everybody else, we all had our little containers full of seeds back in the days before legalization. And the DEA has confirmed in the last couple of years, we're finally getting around to it, that seeds and other parts of the cannabis plant with less than 0.3% THC, that's the federal limit that... And we can go into that, but it separates hemp and marijuana. And if it's below 0.3% THC, that means it has legal. And since hemp and marijuana are the same plant with different THC amounts in their blooming flowers, but neither hemp seeds nor marijuana seeds exceed the 0.3% THC limit, so there's virtually no legal difference in them at that early stage. Had you been caught, the government says, had you been caught before the Farm Bill a couple of years back, however, you would have been prosecuted. But as it is, some places do sell seeds, other places don't, and you should probably do your research on that before you purchase seeds. But at least they're all legal at this point.
Well, you can stay in the know on what's happening in the world of cannabis here on the Cannabis Report, the first and third Thursdays of every month. Leland, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
For KGNU, I'm Hanley Myers.